Concerns over lead paint and asbestos forced the closure of Fayette County's old courthouse. It meant Lexington's relatively new history museum had to move out. However, with no permanent home available, curators have set up small, glass-enclosed displays around town. This week marks the official opening of six so-called pocket museums. Museum board member Foster Aukerman says no valuable artifacts will be displayed at these sites.
But there'll be photographs, there'll be descriptions. For example, in the one of the buildings downtown, we'll have photographs of an old engraving of Lexington Station, the original fortified collection of cabins where Lexington started.
The first pocket museums will be at places like Lexington's City Hall, the Central Library, and Victoria Square. Aukerman says the museum is also launching a brand new website called lexhistory.org.
People don't physically travel to places like they did 20 years ago. And museums will exist as much online as a hard reality exhibit. And we're looking to really develop our online presence as much as anything.
Once refurbished, Aukerman says the History Museum would like to reopen at the old Fayette County Courthouse. Even then, he says, the Pocket Museum should stay in place. In fact, by the end of the year, supporters hope to double the number of displays to 12. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.